Bonsoir. Yeah, this is the way I greet people here. I said bonsoir. In Haiti, they speak Creole, that is the national language, and French is the official language. So French and Creole are very similar. But the spelling is different. Now, in the morning, they greet people by saying bonjour. In French, it is B-O-N-J-O-U-R. In Creole, it is B-O-N-J-O-U. And we have one greeting from noon to midnight. No good afternoon, no good evening. It is bonsoir from noon to midnight. So, since it is about 6:53, so it is bonsoir, good evening. Same thing if it was 1 o'clock. But anyway, I'm happy to be here, and I'm very delighted. Brother Midget is supposed to be here this evening to speak, but he got a flu and called me by 9:50 yesterday morning and say, if I would be willing to come. I said, well, I'm a soldier. And so we left about 7:30 this morning. It was raining from Georgia up to here. Amen. No break. And the left windshield wiper came off. So I pushed it back, stayed for a while, and came off again. So I had to get off in the rain, try to push it back. And finally I said, well, there is no way I could drive with so much rain. So finally my wife said, get a piece of plastic, a bag, and just wrap it some. And so even though it was not perfect, but at least we could drive and get up here. So we thank God for a safe trip. Well, before I present the work, I have a 3 minutes PowerPoint presentation, but my wife will come and sing 2 stanzas from Count Your Blessing in French. Okay, what's it there?
quand le vol de la tempête vient à s'embrir ton ciel bleu, au lieu de baisser la tête, compte les bienfaits de Dieu. Compte les bienfaits de Dieu, mets-les tous devant tes yeux. Tu verras en adorant combien le nombre en est grand. Donc bénis sans cesse ce Père qui chaque jour répand sur toi la richesse de son merveilleux amour. Compte-les bienfaits de Dieu, mets-les tous devant tes yeux. Tu verras en adorant combien le nombre en est grand.
Amen. Some people have trouble pronouncing my name. My first name is Ludovic. Some think it is Russian. It is a Russian name, but it is just a French name. I know several people by the name of Ludovic, and the last name is Louis. But in French, the S is silent. So it is Louis. So I'm Ludovic Louis. I'm a native of Haiti. I was born there, saved there, amen, and called to do mission work there. Amen. I was saved in 1972 and called to preach in 78. My biggest problem after I got saved was finding God's will for my life. I wanted to be a Christian, but I didn't want to be involved full-time in the ministry. But you know, from reading the Bible, two verses caught my attention. One was from Isaiah 55, verse 5, where Isaiah said, "Your ways are not my ways, neither your thoughts my thoughts." And the other verse was from Jeremiah 20, verse 9, where Jeremiah said, "Even though I say, I will not make mention of thee. Thy word was like a consuming fire shut up into my bones." So I said, "Lord, here am I, whenever, whatever, wherever." And I never knew what the Lord had in store for me. But he led me to start. We are on the northern part of Haiti. Port-au-Prince is the capital. And we live in Cap Haitien, so we have one main work in the city of Cap Haitien. We have two other works, one on the east side and the other one on the west side, but also three different churches that we have started ourselves. But also we help young men who are interested in planting churches start other churches. And also we provide spiritual guidance, spiritual leadership, as far as providing Christian materials for them. They speak Creole and French. You can hardly find anything as Bible materials. So we have to write our own Sunday school materials in Creole. And so what we use for our churches, we pass it to others so they can have good, sound, fundamental Bible lesson to teach. And so church planting establishing Christian schools, drilling wells, but we have not been drilling any well for 10 years now because it is costly and the money is not there to keep drilling. But what we do, we kind to maintain the one that we have drilled in the past because no electricity, so we have to use a heavy-duty hand pump and the gasket. You have to keep replacing them every 2-3 months so they can keep pumping water. And also we help with medicines. Well, here you have access to nurses, doctors, but in most places, they'll have 60 to 70,000 people with one medical doctor. And people will just suffer almost to death. They are sick and they can't go. So we have been doing this on an individual basis. As they have need, they come. But we are planning to have it on a larger scale where we can have probably 50 to 60 people come 5 days a week at medical attention. But we are in the process of doing it. When we get medical doctors come down, so we have 1 week of medical clinic. But otherwise, we do it on a low scale, like one person as they have the need. Also, we show gospel films, and then we use our home as a foster place where kids come, and then we shelter them, feed them, clothe them, and send them to school and stay until they are old enough to take care of themselves. And sometimes they are 20, 25, still living because no place to go. And so we are a family of five, my wife and I, 2 and 3 boys, 5. The boys are off to college now. And still, we have 8 people living in our house, and all we foster them, you know. But our plans in the future, as the Lord provides, to build an orphanage when we can get the homeless or the orphans in and take care of them. So this is what we have been doing for about 30 years this past September. And there is plenty to do. Wherever you turn in Haiti, there is a spiritual need as well as a physical need. Doing mission work is hard no matter where you are. But, you know, it is very, very hard in Haiti. You have to face 4 major obstacles. Obstacle number 1 is poverty. Well, here they make a big deal out of 10.5% to 11% unemployment, the unemployment rate. But there, technically, well, officially they say they have about 70% unemployed. But technically, it's about 92% unemployed. People, they don't live, they just exist. No jobs. And you know how people survive. If I'm working and I take care of the relatives, you know. So this is how other people live, you know. One person working the family will be working for 5, 10 people. Wherever they need, they will come to the ones who's working. And so they try to help as much as they can. Otherwise, they would not survive. No jobs. They have skills. Carpenter, bricklayers, all kind of things, trades, but no jobs. And so it makes it very difficult for the churches to get money to pay it, to give a salary to a preacher, because how can you tithe when you don't have a paycheck, either on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis? And we are in the process of building, enlarging the church in Carpathian. Now, the project is going to cost $150,000 approximately. But you know, it took the church 8 years to collect $8,000. So if it takes another 8 years to collect another $8,000, you see how long it will take to build a church? So they know they are taught to tithe, give offering. But how can you give when you don't have anything, you know? So that's the dilemma. So poverty is obstacle number one. Witchcraft is obstacle number two. Well, here, once in a while, you see something on TV, but there, it is real. Illiteracy. That's why whenever you plant a church, there is an immediate need to have a school. One out of five get to go to school. Now, the younger generations, they have access to some kind of schooling, but folks in their 40s up, most of them cannot read and write. And it takes them forever to mature in the things of the Lord because they rely on what they hear. That's why our Sunday school is different. We have a Bible lesson, and also we have them memorize a verse every Sunday. So for the year, 52 Sundays, so they learn 52 verses. So if they can remember 10, they do good. And you know, if they could read the Bible for themselves, they would go faster in the Lord. But you know, they rely on what they hear. So illiteracy is obstacle number three. And then political instability. The country has been unstable since 1986 up to this hour. You never know what's going to happen next. So all those obstacles, you have to face them on a daily basis. But one thing that we thank the Lord for is the door is still open to witness and to minister to the souls as well as to the body. So I have a display table in the back or somewhere, I don't know where it is, because I'm new here. But please feel free to get a prayer card. And also we have a brochure telling about the two Christian schools that we have. We had three, but for financial reasons we had to close down one. Now we have two. But if something is not done between now and June, we will close one, and we'll have one school left because the fund is not there. So this gives you an idea about the schools, what we need, and how you can help. Please feel free to get one. I should charge you for it. But since you are from Clayton, and you are from... You are a member of Fellowship Baptist Church, so it is free. So, no cost. And if you know somebody else who will be interested, you can pick one for. And then you can pray. If you can give anything, still you can pray. Amen. And somehow God will use somebody somewhere to meet the needs. So please make sure you get one prayer card and one brochure free of charge, so you can remember to pray for us. We need a lot of prayers. Amen. And it's not easy. I don't have time to tell you everything. We have been to some deep waters in Haiti. On December the 5th, 2010, I was kidnapped. Spent 28 hours without food and water. And to be released, I had to pay a ransom, $5,000, to be released. So it's not easy. You know, here, You can be on the highway anytime during the day. But you know, since that happened, I need to rush home before it is dark. You never know it's going to be next. So it's not easy. Well, something that you enjoy here, we don't enjoy it down there. But you know, our heart is there. Our love for the people is there. We could live here in the States, but we decide to be there and serve the people of Haiti because we believe with our whole heart this is where God wants us to be. So, once again, pray for us.